This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Who sucks less on the way? First time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
And a few on our question from today. What do you know now that you never thought that you'd have to know? All of it, Cholas, thanks to Ted. I now know the difference between bison and buffalo.
Yeah.
There we go.
See, how happy are you? How happy are you, Ted?
I am.
I was going to say, because that frustrates the living hell out of you.
Thanks to Miles, I now know the difference between jam and jelly.
Damn it!
That's right. Thanks to Thrill, I now know that young children forget to flush the toilet after they use it very often.
Yes, they do.
And thanks to Mike, I now know the difficulties of screening callers on a talk show.
Oh, heaven's sakes.
But very educational. Keep on rocking that from B-Dub. What do you know? Gentlemen, back in high school, I decided to take photography my senior year just for an easy credit. I ended up liking it and made a damn good pinhole camera. I was also in charge of the dark room for developing the film, but with digital cameras, I'll probably never have to do that setup or use a dark room ever again and develop my own stuff, but I still remember how to do all of it. Side note, I graduated in 2010. Feel old yet? Rock on, bitches. That from Justin. There was a dark room in every school that because my elementary school was my middle school.
Right.
So there was a dark room in there. Definitely a dark room in high school. And those guys got laid.
Yes, they did, man.
I'll say that. That's, they
saxophone players, mm-hmm. The photographers. I'm telling you. They got ass, man.
We had a dark room at DeMatha. I don't think those guys were getting laid.
You don't think so? Well, it's all boys school.
Maybe they were.
Not with each other. I'm just saying. Oh. You're like. Yeah, nobody was going at. I don't even remember seeing those guys at a party.
Okay. Jeez. Hola, guys. My daughter, Jocelyn, hits double digits today. Could she get an inspirational quote from Miles about turning 10? And Coach Ted giving her advice on learning how to cook. Many thanks. Thanks from Paul, the OT. Let's see here. 10-year-old. Okay. Jocelyn, when I was 10 years old, there was nothing more in the world that I wanted to be than a taxidermist. Jocelyn, don't grow up and be a taxidermist. It's just weird. Just a thought I had. That'd be cool. I could stuff like a squirrel or something.
Makes me comfortable.
Yeah.
All right, 10 years old. Now, you probably just get used to being around a stove. It'd be a little scary for the parents. But I will tell you this. You know what Coach did when he was 10? He learned to make a grilled cheese. There's a lot of different ways to make a grilled cheese, but they're delicious. You might be homesick one day and say, Mom, I want a grilled cheese. And then say, no, you know what? I'll make it myself. I'm 10.
What was the first thing you learned to cook?
Honestly, it was grilled cheese.
Mine was eggs. I think it was anything in like a small pot. I think eggs and grilled cheese wasn't
anything
too far after.
Because it's low temperature.
I was going to say
the flame's not up high.
They got to be cooked. You're right. I mean, somewhere in there, like scrambled eggs and grilled cheese. And then I always thought I was a genius because it'd be like, we should sneak some turkey or ham in there.
Oh, hey.
That's great. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Gentlemen, today is my younger brother Isaac's 30th birthday. Can he get a 21 sound bite salute?
Yeah.
That from his older brother, Stefan, pronounced Stefan.
Golly!
Two.
Chestnut!
Are you
three. Me? You like that?
Four.
You like that?
Hey!
Yes.
You're not God six. Or my father or my boss.
Seven. Eight.
So
nine.
Suck it up, cupcake.
Ten.
Jeez Louise.
It's time to take off the leash. I think order has been disturbed.
13.
Here comes the dope pusher.
Oh, look out.
13.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
18.
I order a fish sandwich.
19.
Let's go with
Happy Chinooka.
Please clap.
21. There you go. We're good. All right. Steve, just for me and you, because no one else cares, I saw where ESPN is going to do a 30 for 30 on the 2000 Baltimore Ravens.
I saw that as well.
It's time to take off the leash.
Ray Lewis made me remember that. I was like, this is going to be great. Tony Siragusa, Shannon Sharp, Rod Woodson.
I will say, I know you two care, but I brought it up to Mike. You guys were in here the last break. I was like, dude, you see this? They're doing this 30 for 30.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I mean, and that's the original Hard Knocks team, too.
That's right. That's right, yeah.
Also, Mike and I are fired up because if they're doing one on that team and all the stuff that went on and whatever,
you know, the Seahawks are coming in.
20 years from now, we need that Legion of Boom, Russell Wilson 30 for 30.
All the guys, I want to wish my husband Max a very happy birthday. He celebrates his 40th trip around the sun. We'd love to hear you guys talk all over each other about Ted playing soccer and scoring goals. That from the lovely Rebecca. Well, from what I understand,
Max is going to do football's a game winner.
Keep hitting that same ankle.
I got to give Max a special happy birthday. He's the commissioner. He runs
over and
he's
over.
Run the league for years.
Okay.
It's a lot of stuff to set up, get the fields and everything.
How's your ankle?
Look.
Oh, God, dude. There's something wrong with that. That swelling's not going down.
Trust me, that is down.
That there's still something in there, man. That's a fracture. There's something, man.
I don't think it's fracture. It's a bone bruise.
What is it, week and a half? 2 weeks?
A little hematoma.
Yeah.
Just a tiny hematoma?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you never had one before? I mean, Miles, look, you can touch it.
Okay. So there's not pain when you press it on it?
Ah, I might even play this weekend.
Okay. Doesn't hematoma sound like something Buckwheat would say, but you're not sure what he meant? I'm here for the hematoma.
It's the school dance.
Well,
the
hematoma is like, look, unfortunately, I've had a couple of them, but it's just weird. Like, last week, the color was just all the way through my foot.
Yeah.
But that's what bruises do. Like, when I had that one on my leg, I mean, those colors dripped all the way down to my ankle.
And it was such a weird, weird thing.
Yeah, but it takes a minute to get out of there.
I'll say all the Bacholos, since no one else will do it, here I am writing in for the birthday shout-out. Today hit the big 5-0.
Nice.
So can I get some deep thoughts from Miles on hitting this milestone, and Ozzie Ted pumping me up, and the captain letting me know what I can look forward to. Thanks, fellow dinosaurs. That from Chris in Kent. Okay, 50 years old. Chris, it's time to get smart, because you're 50. So now that you are 50, the best thing that you can do is tell people you're 60, and then they will tell you how good you look for a change.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. 50, huh? You know, in the States, I heard that's old. Down here, it's young. Of course, we're all sunburned and leathery. It's awfully sunny and hot down here. But if you're 50, have a threesome.
Ooh! Ahoy there, matey. Happy 50th birthday. I remember when I turned 50 years old. That's when I found out that the Keebler elves have a thing for what they like to call silver foxes. Mm. And the best part about those elves, you just put them in your pants, they fit everywhere. And they keep singing, they want to find your fudge stripe. Crunch berries.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks last?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Last. Steve and Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck to some degree, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and as always, we have our three contestants. We have a woman in Florida, we have a woman in Kansas, but believe it or not, we start right here in the fine state of Washington. Let's go to Vancouver, Washington, where an Arby's manager there, he admitted to police that he urinated twice into the restaurant's milkshake mix. And now police want to get in touch with the customers. Authorities got in contact with this guy earlier this month, and he confessed that he was, in fact, the night manager at Arby's. It should be pointed out the authorities were after him for something entirely unrelated. I'll get to that a little bit later. Entirely unrelated. So they executed a search warrant for his digital devices. Well, that's where police found a video of Sharp peeing into the container that was a milkshake mix from Arby's. Again, this is not what they were looking for. They were looking for something else, and as they're going through the videos, they're like, I will be goddamn, this dude is also peeing into the milkshake mix. Well, police said he then confessed to detectives that he had urinated at least twice into the milkshake mixture, hence for sexual gratification. By the way, officers, they're now asking for any customers that purchased a milkshake from that Arby's, 221 Northeast 104th Avenue, Vancouver, Washington, on October 30th or 31st of last year, and have a receipt, to please contact them. I think the likelihood of anyone having a receipt from Arby's from 6 months ago is a stretch, but that's the best they can do, all right?
I mean, maybe only because it's Halloween.
Maybe, maybe. I don't know how many fast food receipts I've ever kept, but nevertheless, if you were there, whether you have the receipt or not, just know, if you got a milkshake, there's a real good chance you drank some of his urine. Yep. Now let's go to Florida. And when it comes to enacting revenge, I've heard of an eye for an eye, but this is more like a number one for a number two. So there's a 57-year-old woman there. Her name is Christine Turman. Well, she got upset earlier this week when she noticed that a neighbor's chicken had pooped on her back patio. So she went out inside. She went inside and got a bucket of pee from her bathroom. Walked, yes, she went into her bathroom where she had a bucket of pee, walked back out on the patio, and then threw the full bucket of pee at the neighbor. Here's the thing to know. The bucket itself hit him in the face, and then the contents spilled. So he was drenched. Oh. So the police were called, and they arrested Christine, along with her boyfriend, who was allegedly threatening the neighbor while police were there. Christine has since been released after posting $500 bond, but police say the neighbor, he was in pain because the bucket hit him in the face, and he smelled of urine because all of her pee landed on him, but he will be fine. Sadly, there is no answer for the obvious question, which is, why did Christine have a bucket full of pee in her bathroom in the first place? But the arrest report does say that it happened at a mobile park, so maybe they didn't have plumbing. Who knows? Who knows? And then finally, we go to Kansas. This story is fresh off the presses. Can't explain it. No motive was given. It just says, a woman defecated in the middle of an aisle at a beauty supply store in Kansas, ruining, quote, several wigs in the process. The Wichita Police Department said the suspect has been identified thanks to the help of the public, but they didn't say whether or not she's in custody. But the incident happened on May 10th, and they stated that, quote, the defecation was significant enough that 8 wigs were destroyed as a result. The business owners, they wanted the public's help in identifying the woman because they want to pursue criminal charges against her. Police said the incident was captured on video surveillance, but, quote, for the good of all of you, we are not posting the footage of the offending fecal assault. So there you go. There's your three stories. We have the Arby's manager in Vancouver, Washington, who, for sexual gratification, peed on at least 2 occasions into the Arby's milkshake mix. We have the woman in Florida. Her neighbor's chicken pooped on her back patio, so she grabbed that handy bucket of pee she happened to have in her bathroom, hit him in the face with the bucket, and dumped pee on him. And then finally, the woman who inexplicably, no motive given, walked into a beauty shop, dropped her pants, and pooped on some wigs.
Well, as far as Twitter goes, it's all over the place. So Ben says these all suck about equally, so I'll just go with the Kansas lady sucking least, because that is my home state.
Okay, so
all right, that's home cooking.
The firm guy says, I think Arby's sucks less. Shocking there. John just says, what is up with this body fluid stuff? Amber also says, the manager at Arby's sucks the least. And so does Charlie. Says number one because people drank the milkshakes. Okay, I completely disagree with all of you. I think the manager at Arby's sucks the most. I think that this was absolutely the worst thing because people ingested his urine.
Unknowingly. There was no conflict. There's no confrontation.
Show me your receipt and we'll give you a refund on your milkshake. Are you kidding me? I saved a receipt from a fast food place? What world is it where you save every single receipt you have? I know people who've done that. They're dead now. They would be 100 years old right now if they were still alive. So, that's horrible. He's also the manager. It's one thing to be a new hire, to feel like, you know what I mean, the boss is coming down on you.
Right, right.
The man sucks. You got the worst hours in this place. You were the nighttime manager at the Arby's. Arby's is a delicious experience for anyone involved. Everyone is happy to be at Arby's. And they know that not only are they going to get a delicious roast beef sandwich, they're going to get a milkshake, too. And you peed in the milkshake maker.
Right.
That sucks the most. Florida woman, she sucks the second most. The guy did take a header with a bucket. He got doused in urine. I can't believe her bond was only $500. You assaulting your neighbor with a bucket of urine?
Right, and it's not just that you dumped the pee on him. Like, right, she hit him in the face with a bucket, and then the pee splashed on him.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty bad. I mean, that's right up there. Hopefully he didn't get any in his mouth, all right, like the Arby's customers did. That's still horrible. I think the woman in Kansas who pooped in the beauty supply store and ruined the 8 wigs in Kansas, I think she sucks the least on this one, Ted.
See, I'm with people on Twitter. Like, the woman in Kansas, she still ruined wigs at the store.
Yes, she did.
Right? So there's a lot of people pissed off about that. And the store, whoever owns the store lost some money. The woman in Florida, right, hits the neighbor, then pours urine on him, which I agree with Thoreau. I don't know why you had a bucket of urine.
It's just handy.
I'm assuming that they're going to live in like one of these campers that really don't have a fully functioning bathroom, or that mechanism in the camper's broken.
Yeah, hopefully.
Either way, don't hit someone with that bucket of pee you got.
The thing with the Arby's guy, though, is that nobody knew.
Right.
No.
Right? It wasn't like anybody came back and said, hey, there's something wrong with my milkshake.
Right, right.
So, while it's weird that he did that, that's one of those things, if people didn't know, like, how did they find out again?
They were investigating him for something else. I kept out of this story, because believe me, he would suck the most if you knew that. So I'll explain that after we're done. But for the purposes of this, I left that part out. So they're investigating for something entirely
different.
And they
caught him on video urinating into the milkshake.
And they're just like, that is not even remotely what we're looking for.
He had videoed himself personally urinating.
I mean, I think that's terrible.
Milkshake bag.
But again, that's one of those, if you don't know, can it hurt you? Like nobody got sick. Nobody went back the next day and was like, hey, it's November 1st. Something happened with the milkshake. And frankly, I think it's a credit to Arby's and the deliciousness of their milkshakes.
I think you can pee in it and people can't tell.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the Jamocha.
I don't think that's a testament.
The Jamocha shake is one of the greatest milkshakes in the world.
The Jamocha shake.
So just based on the fact that people cannot tell that his pee was in the mix, you're like, no harm, no foul.
There is, like, trust me, there is tons of gross stuff that has happened to you that you don't know about.
That is correct.
And it's nice you don't know.
That is even more correct. Yeah.
You know, it's not filmed. Right, it's like I always say, like, you know somebody that smokes crack. You don't know it, but they have. Or they do. They just hide it from you. So I feel the same way about this milkshake thing.
Look to your left and the right. One of them's a crackhead.
If nobody had ever known, like I knew of somebody that worked at a pancake place.
All right.
And they,
oh no,
they added, because they were mad at the boss, added batter to the batter.
No.
For the restaurant or for the boss?
For the restaurant.
Oh. They didn't do anything.
When people get mad, it doesn't matter.
These flapjacks are salty.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn.
I will say this. I never ate at that one again.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Twitter. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Mike, go to Minutes. We'll drink a little toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk. And some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, there's a park bench in Wales that's dedicated to a man that used to sit on it and shout obscenities at seagulls. Plaque and all.
Huh.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. Like, Third Avenue in downtown Seattle will be littered with those benches.
Right. I figured that there's worse things in your life to be known for than sitting on a park bench cursing
but
at the
that's
seagulls.
That's you.
Right.
So who else is going to be on that bench?
Right.
It's his bench. He did that for years. No one else sat there. He yelled at the seagulls.
You got to know that other people are going to be sitting there and taking videos of themselves shouting at the birds.
Even the seagulls probably, yeah. Dude, see that guy over there? Seriously, was laying in front of him. It's hilarious.
Exactly.
There was a guy growing up and we called him Yup Yup.
Yep,
and he really
yep.
didn't communicate that much. He just went, yup, 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 like a Muppet cartoon, right?
Gotcha.
But he always had a transistor radio up to his head. And he went to every high school basketball game, every high school football game,
right.
every Mountaineer game. He was always there. And so they put a plaque when he passed on
Very
outside
cool.
of the auditorium where most of the high school basketball games were. They've since upgraded.
Sure.
But, you know, when I was a kid, that's where he always was.
Right.
So they've got a plaque and it says, quote, yup, yup. They have his real name, which no one knew.
Well, I mean, his name's Gary.
Yeah, exactly. Gary Johnson. Yup, yup. I had no idea.
Oh,
but
God.
He would, every once in a while, he would break through. But for the most part, like, hey, how you guys doing? Yup, 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 yup. And then he'd just go back to being yup, yup.
Gotcha.
Was he all there?
I'm going to guess
was
not.
Was there something wrong with him?
No, he was injured. Yeah, no, he said yes. But again, you could not communicate with him to figure out. And we were kids, and we knew him. We'd always say hello to him. And
right.
He was, you know, he was a staple in the community, but he would get excited to see you like he knew you, but he would just, that would increase his yep-yep. So he'd be like, yep-yep-yep-yep-yep-yep-yep-yep-yep, you know, and then all of a sudden, he'd be like, hi, yep-yep-yep-yep-yep-yep-yep-yep.
Very cool.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Someone broke into a Ritz-Carlton in Philly and stole several items from the loss prevention office. Ironically enough.
And that's where they'd be.
Yeah, it's
right?
just funny.
Why not? MasterCard announced new tech that lets you pay with your face or your hand.
Hey, ladies. I've been advertising that for years.
You had to
His
know
name
that
was Henry Drosky.
Henry Drosky.
They've got videos of Yup Yup.
Yup Yup Yup.
Yup, here's the Yup Yup guy right here. That's the Yup Yup guy.
No.
That's Yup Yup.
You know, I'm not surprised that it is moving away from the physical card. You know, that... Your identity is going to be a lot harder to steal when it's something that's physically on you. You know what I mean?
Well, keep in mind, as I was reading, Visa and MasterCard, they're about to raise the rates. So expect that to be trickled down to you. But beyond that, they said as far as companies that have a lot of problems with fraud, those are the two credit cards that are like, yeah, we don't care.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. The people that just don't handle your records well, essentially.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. So, of course, they're like, yeah, don't worry about any of that, man. Use your face.
Right. And that's, yeah. It's,
I mean, I guess. So, like, if I go to an ATM, I just look at it, it'll open up.
Yeah.
I don't know why I go down this path, but, like, what would stop me from just putting a gun in somebody's back and being like, look at the ATM, give me some money.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Didn't say it wasn't without holes, Ted.
You're
absolutely right. Someone photographed a delivery robot that was lost in the woods in England.
Is that for real?
I don't know.
It looked like R2-D2 walking down the forest. I was like, how did that thing get out there?
Right. I should have taken a left out.
Because it was a delivery drone on wheels.
So things are going with pizza.
It wasn't like...
Oh, yeah, those are real. They have in my brother's neighborhood in Northern Virginia.
Okay.
Just wandering the woods.
Right.
Well, anybody need a package?
Here's the giant issue with this thing, right? Like, we were talking about with Castle the other day. Like, sometimes computers don't work.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, that thing's...
Can
like,
you direct me to Baker Street?
Yeah.
I seem to be a little turned around in here.
Right, it's like, that thing is just going to keep going.
Maybe Ringo knows.
Maybe he does.
You're take a left by the oak tree.
You're on the train tracks. I don't know roads.
Well, forget that.
Sure, you can have a picture, but please take me to Baker Street. I've been walking around for days.
Battery's running a bit low. Ask Jerry Rafferty.
Maybe the robot just had a bad day.
Maybe he's quitting.
Maybe screw it.
I'm a man of nature.
He's just out there on mushrooms.
Yeah, I'm just tripping, man.
I just didn't want to go into work today, man.
Yeah, am I in the woods? I should have waited the 45 minutes. Classic mistake from the robot.
Rookie.
Seen it 100 times, man. Now calm down.
Should have waited the 45.
Just keep walking in those woods.
Oh, no. Our friends over at SWNS.com polled a bunch of people and asked what they do to feel more awake each morning. And with that, it is time for
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Yeah.
The top 10 things that help us wake up in the morning. I vote whiskey.
All right. Jesus. Yes. Stoked on this. So what helps you guys wake up in the morning?
You know, honestly, man, taking a dump.
Not bad.
I feel like it's one of the first orders of business. Like, even before I make coffee, chances are I have released the hound, so to speak. And that's my moment. You know
masturbation.
What I mean?
No, I'll say going to the gym.
Going to the gym, not bad. Ted, what helps you wake up there, buddy?
Ooh. Well, that's a tough one.
And also screaming
like,
kids.
I mean, going to the gym, obviously, but I'm kind of a thrill. Like, I chug some water, take a poo, and then I generally like, all right, we're
for
waking
me,
up.
Yeah. I don't want to do it, but it's getting the dog outside. You know, he'll pester me until I wake up and I get dressed and I take him outside. But then on that walk out there, that's when I start to get on my...
blood
on my
flows, thing. Fresh air. I put the clothes on immediately before I talk myself out of it.
Yeah, I know.
To the gym. And then I drink the water out of the water fountain at the gym because I'm still thirsty. If I do it at home, I'd be like, oh, I'll just hang out here for a minute.
Right. And that's really the biggest belly.
And then the next thing you know, 45 minutes have gone by and I'm...
Right. And the biggest bellyache of it all is just getting dressed. I sleep in nothing but my boxers. So if I had clothes on, I'd roll out of bed, throw some shoes on, strap up the dog, and away we go. But now I got to find my pants wherever they're laying down over there. Do I get the comfy ones? Do I grab the socks out of the dirty clothes?
So I can... thing is, just on the weekend, I want to sleep, man. And to be fair, it was my son's birthday Sunday. He had his birthday party Saturday. But on Sunday... I wake up to his voice. I'm alone in bed, and he's standing at the foot of the bed. He goes, Dad, I know it's early. And when he says, I know it's early, I kind of scan my eyes up and look at the clock. It's 6:50 a.m.
Ooh, buddy.
And he goes, but could you do me a favor? Keep in mind, I'm sick. But could you get up anyway? And for a second, I forget that it's his birthday. Again, because the party was the day before. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to chase him out of the room. Then I'm like, sure, man, sure. Because I realized it's his birthday. Just so he could open his gifts. He did. I was back in bed by 7:30.
Take a deep breath.
Right. Yeah, I really want to open this stuff.
Oh, so here are the 10 things that help us.
I was going to say, coffee, too.
Coffee, not a bad call at all. 10 things that help us wake up in the morning. Number 10, put some music on.
Yeah,
that will help. There's a lot of people that their alarm is either their iTunes, their Spotify. Sometimes it's just the morning radio that they're going to put on.
Yeah, Jim's got the tunes jamming.
Yeah.
Learn what the young people enjoy.
Oh, lordy.
Goodness, I was going to say, I usually watch some type of sporting something in the morning. Sports Center or a replay of Get Up or something.
There you go. Number 9, have a glass of juice.
That does help, man.
Just
if I start
sugar.
With a glass of orange, I can't explain it. Man, I don't know. You feel it course through all your veins.
About I'm to like, say, what would be the juice
good,
that you would
choose?
It's
a good sugar jump. Orange juice.
Orange juice?
Actually, if I have my druthers, probably pineapple juice, man.
Not bad,
it's
man.
Just not something you always have. We always have orange juice. There's nothing wrong with orange juice. But when I have pineapple juice, I'm like... Damn, this is
always
good.
Tastes good when you're on vacation too. Someplace hot,
yeah.
That's what I have. Pineapple juice when we're on vacation almost every day.
So good.
I like orange juice, but I might go apple.
See,
really?
I'm cranberry guy.
Cranberry.
Ooh, I love a cranberry juice.
No, I like it to be coupled with like grape or something.
What about mango?
Mango.
On three different occasions.
I'm a mango guy.
Yeah, in Mexico, man, it's just because it's on the menu everywhere. So I'm like, you know what, let me do it. Oh, my God. I'm like,
it's amazing.
So good.
There's only like 9 million varieties of mango, too. So you get like different flavors out of mango.
Top 10 things that help us wake up in the morning. Number 8, Miles, there you go, exercise.
Sure.
Just getting moving.
Yeah, but I'm not going to exercise.
I'll tell you what, that's one good thing about having an animal. If you have a dog... Mm-hmm. It forces you to go out and get a little bit, walk around the block.
It does.
To do all those things, regardless of what the weather is. So if it's raining and crabby like it was this morning, you still have to get on the elements. You still have to figure out what the day is going to be. But by the time you get back, you know, the dog's got his steps moved up. So is yours.
Right. So there you go.
I don't know if this is on your list, but someone here says Adderall.
Oh, God.
That just...
I just want to know.
Yeah.
When let's you get know it you going. Gotta go to the mall.
Number seven, make your bed. You know, they say
I make my bed. It doesn't help. Yeah, right. It's just something you do.
They say to do that so that you can feel like, you know, you've accomplished something during the day. I don't want to do it first thing as I walk out of bed. That is not.
I used to get excited as a kid to get into a made bed.
Sure.
But it's always better when someone else makes it.
Well, sure.
So, yeah. So now I get excited about clean sheet day.
Yes.
I'm like, clean sheet night. This is a big deal.
I mean, I make mine, but I feel like it's after I've showered and stuff.
Yeah, it's one of the later things.
I feel like if I'm going to get up and start moving around or go to the gym, like I do all that, then come back and shower. And like, all right, let's make the bed and get going.
There you go. These are the 10 things that help us wake up in the morning. Number six, go for a walk. Miles, as you said, got a dog. It really helps. Honestly, a half mile is all you need. Go out there and just put 15 minutes.
I'll walk to the gym. That's how I get there.
There you go. Yeah. Bingo.
Somebody here, it says, open the drapes, the blinds. It helps me wake up.
Not bad at all. Mm-hmm. I'd love a coffee shop that's within walking distance of my apartment.
Boom. I wouldn't because I'd spend more money.
Got that.
Yeah, I would, but it's something that'll just, it gets you out, it gets you moving. It's accomplishment. You've earned that coffee when you sit down and you
have
it.
Right, yeah. There's definitely that aspect.
And you don't need the
big one. Where you live.
Yeah, fair enough.
There's a Starbucks on my corner. Like, I didn't earn that coffee. I just walked up there and got one.
I'd say so, Ted.
Like walking to work, it's like, all right, we earned some coffee.
Sure.
Number five, open a window.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad call at all. Some of us sleep with windows open.
Mine's open a lot.
And you know, just that fresh air blowing in, just kind of get the stimulation going. These are the 10 things that help us wake up in the morning. Number four, do some stretching.
I do that at the gym.
Stretching.
Stretch my forearms.
Yeah, exactly. My chest.
Water, yeah. Like I said, like getting up and just, I don't know. I'm always thirsty when I wake up.
Is that why a lot of people do yoga in the morning?
Probably. I mean, you it's got to get your blood flowing. You're stretching everywhere, right?
It's that, and some people like I'm just one of those people. If I go to the gym, if I go before work, it's fine. But like when I get home, like I never want to go.
No.
No, you just put in work.
Yeah. Right.
In fact, it's funny. My wife told me today, she's working on something at home, and she's like, hey, when you get home from work tonight, I need your help. And in my head, I'm just like, it's the worst time. Like, we did it in the morning, like, because you set your mind to go to work.
Right.
I'm very businesslike when I get up in the morning, man. Things are done by a certain time, etc. Like, I can help you. Even, like, when you go home and the kids need help with homework, it's like, I can never tell them this, but it'd be better if you just waited till the morning.
Mm-hmm. Just read the text.
I'd be much more apt to want to help.
That's the best part about being an adult is generally not having homework.
Yes, until your kids do.
Exactly. Just reading the text.
Or you got to roast Migs.
He says, you know what's a great juice? It's called Pog. Have you guys ever had Pog?
Pomegranate juice?
No. It is pineapple, orange, and guava, I believe.
Ooh, that sounds good, man.
It is phenomenal. I love this juice. Yes, it's an absolute sugar bomb. I grew up on that stuff, man. Love it.
That's one thing you have to remember. Juice is not the best thing in the world for you. But if you have 8 ounces in the morning when you start your day, then there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
It's like anything else. If you want pancakes in the morning for breakfast, that is the right time to have carbohydrates and sugar.
Exactly.
I would not recommend that at 8 o'clock at night.
No.
But it's called cake. In the morning, right.
Number three, force yourself out of bed as soon as your alarm goes off.
I'm pretty good about that.
Depends on where you
said than done.
I just do it. And look, my alarm is typically either the kids or the wife, right? Because everyone just gets up. But when they say, hey, it's time to get up, I just get up.
Right.
I'm going to be grumpy about it. I'm not going to be happy about it. I'm never a morning person. I will never be a morning person, but I'm like, just get up.
You're not going to get those last 5 minutes. You're not going to get that last hour. Get your ass out of bed. That's it. There you go.
That one I do, but not on purpose. I'm usually just like, alarm.
Right.
Time to get going.
And also, once the dog knows I'm awake, there's no chance you can relax after that.
Well, plus, also, what's your kind of, like, for me, once I, like, wake up, like, I might wake up at, like, 4:30 or 5 and kind of half asleep. But, like, if I wake up, my eyes are open, it's like, all right, let's just get up.
If I wake up at 4:30, I'm like, I have 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But if I'm going back to bed.
But if it's, like, 6:30, like, I can lay here, but I'm not
all the way.
Right.
Number two, take a hot shower. It says, or if you really need to wake up, take a cold shower.
Yeah, take a cold one.
Right. The recommendation is hot shower at night if you're going to shower after your stink of the day. But if you're showering in the morning earlier in the day, cooler shower.
Do both. Get it hot. Lather yourself up. And then when you want to rinse off, when you get back in, just go freezing cold and you'll get the hell out of there quick.
That is a fact.
You won't putz around in there.
I use showers.
With a cold rinse, man, you're out.
Yeah, I use showers all the time. Especially, like, they're great during the week.
Yeah.
But, like, especially, let's say you had a hard Friday night. Sometimes that Saturday morning shower really saves you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Get it going.
hands down, is the number one thing that will help you wake up in the morning. The tried and true method. Everybody knows it. Brew yourself a nice hot cup of coffee.
Okay. Oh, I'm surprised the smell of bacon didn't get on there.
That's somebody else waking up
in
the morning.
Exactly. Yeah. They already started cooking it for you.
Someone else has gotten up.
Where are you waking up at?
Well, I'm just saying, you smell bacon, you're like, oh, screw it, I'm going to get up.
You said like the bacon timer, like you do your coffee pot?
Ooh.
It smells like breakfast bacon out timer. There.
We actually
set that up to the air fryer. Probably does have a timer on it.
God. A family in Florida had an uninvited guest in their pool, and you'll never guess what it was.
I think I can guess.
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Making my cock headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to get tested online. Time for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.